want to ask Brother Irwin to come open the Word of God with us. He will speak in Spanish, so you'll know kind of how we do it down south in Haiti. And I will translate on the go to English as best as I can. All right, Brother Molina.
Buenas noches, Iglesia.
Good evening, church.
Really, I'm excited this night.
Estoy contento esta noche.
Quiero dar gracias a Dios por esta noche, por la bendición de estar aquí en esta noche parado en este púlpito.
I want to give thanks to the Lord for the privilege it is to be here tonight and be standing behind this pulpit.
Porque es una bendición para mí, es un privilegio, pero a la vez un compromiso.
It is a privilege, it is an honor, but it's also something that I cannot take lightly.
Y el cuento realmente como el pastor me pidió que predicara un día este summer.
And the real story behind pastor asking him to preach this summer.
Hace como dos meses me preguntó, ¿cómo está su inglés para predicar en este summer?
Pastor asked him, how is your English so you can preach this summer?
Y mi hija Linda, que estaba a mi lado, le dice,
and then Linda, his youngest daughter, says,
Pastor, dele tres summers.
Pastor, give him three summers. Sorry, we're going to have two laughs going. It's okay. Go ahead.
Pero realmente, como digo, una bendición y un privilegio poder estar aquí en esta noche, y agradezco a Dios por esta bendición, por esta oportunidad.
It truly is an honor, and I want to thank you for being patient and hearing us kind of open God's Word together and be before you with God's Word.
Y a Pastor Hunter también por esta oportunidad.
And then he gives thanks to Pastor for the privilege of doing this. I am sorry, I am actually thinking in Spanish and hearing it in Spanish and wanting to go back to Spanish. I don't know why. Usually we hear in English and speak in Spanish, so sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
Okay. Como Ruben ya me quitó aproximadamente 15 minutos de lo que yo tenía para predicar.
Since I took about 15 minutes of what he was going to preach, sorry.
Pero es bien porque ustedes ya conocieron algo y parte de lo que ha sido nuestra experiencia llegando acá a esta gran nación.
But it's okay because now everyone knows the experience that they've had in coming to the States.
Y voy a invitarle entonces, hermanos, a que busquemos en nuestras Biblias.
And now we're going to invite you to turn your Bibles to 2 Kings 3. 2 Kings chapter 3. Segunda de Reyes 3.
Y vamos a estar entonces leyendo en este pasaje. Rubén va a estar leyendo entonces en inglés.
I'm going to read in English, and so if you're following along in Spanish, please do that. Second Kings chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, Now, Jeroboam, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. So if you remember what Pastor, the series that we had about a year ago, Judah was in the south, Israel was in the north. Israel had the 10 tribes. Judah had the 2 tribes that were in the south. So verse 2 in 2 Kings, the Bible says, And he wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother. For he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Mesha, king of Moab, that's the third king, was a sheepmaster, and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with the wool. Verse 5, the Bible says, But it came to pass, when Ahab was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time and numbered all Israel. Verse 7. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, The king of Moab hath rebelled against me. And wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up, and I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. Verse 8, and he said, which way shall we go up? And he answered, the way through the wilderness of Edom. In verse 9, so the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host, and for the cattle that followed them. Verse 10, and the king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord hath called thee three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elijah, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elijah said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and of the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto them, nay, for the Lord hath called thee these three kings together to deliver them into the hands of Moab. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. Continuing on in verse 15. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to the pass when the minstrel played, that's some sort of a music instrument, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see the wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And ye shall smite every fenced city, every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. Verse 20, and it came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water.
Hermanos, el tema en esta noche es acerca de las crisis o las adversidades que en algún momento tendremos que enfrentar en la vida.
The theme for tonight is the crises that at one point or another we will all have to face at one point in our lives.
Y el estudio lleva como título El cristiano a quien Dios honra.
And the title tonight is The Christian That God Honors.
Y vamos a ver por qué. ¿Cuál es nuestra actitud en medio de la crisis?
And the question is, what is your attitude in the middle of a crisis?
¿Y cuál es la respuesta que Dios nos da cuando enfrentamos una crisis?
And what is the question or what is the response that God has in the middle of that crisis?
Una crisis es enfrentar, una cosa es enfrentar la crisis sin Dios, y otra muy diferente, enfrentar una crisis con Dios.
One way of confronting a crisis is without God, and the other one, obviously, is the one that you do with God.
Cuando un creyente valora su relación con Dios,
when a Christian values his or her relationship with God,
él desarrolla un alto grado de respeto hacia Dios.
The Christian develops a attitude of honor towards God.
Y esto se expresa en todos los aspectos de su vida.
And this affects every area of their life.
Lo notable de todo es que el respeto demostrado a Dios por un creyente,
the reality is that the respect or the honor demonstrated by a Christian towards God
se traduce en una honra, en un respeto altamente expresado por Dios hacia esa persona.
Is that it converts itself into an honor from God towards that individual.
En este pasaje vemos la interesante historia de tres reyes en la Biblia que vivieron un tiempo de crisis.
In this passage we will see the time in Israel's history where three kings came together in the middle of a crisis.
Cada uno de los tres reaccionó de manera diferente ante la crisis.
Each one of them responded in a very different way in the middle of this crisis.
Cada uno de los tres recibió una respuesta diferente de Dios.
And each one of them received a different response from God.
Y cada uno de ellos recibió el mismo grado de respeto dado por Dios, el Altísimo.
And each one of them received then the same level of honor that they had demonstrated at the beginning by God Almighty.
Quiero nombrar cinco aspectos que debemos tomar en cuenta cuando enfrentamos un momento de crisis.
And tonight we're going to look at five different attitudes or responses in the middle of a crisis.
Y vamos a definir antes lo que es crisis según el diccionario.
But first we're going to define what crisis is according to the dictionary. Probably the Spanish dictionary. Dale.
Okay. Dice, es un cambio importante durante un proceso.
The definition is, it's a change, a very important change in the middle of a process.
Hace referencia también a una situación complicada, difícil y o de inestabilidad.
It references also a time of significant difficulty and a lot of instability, a lot of confusion.
Y en algunos casos también hace referencia a una situación de escasez.
And it also refers to a time of great, great need.
La crisis que le tocó enfrentar a estos reyes fue la escasez de agua.
The crisis that these kings were in front of is that after a 7 days journey, they needed water.
El caso de estos tres reyes ante la crisis es un cuadro de lo que también puede pasar con nosotros hoy en día ante la crisis.
And this represents the same thing that could happen to us in the middle of a crisis.
Veamos los cinco aspectos que debemos tomar en cuenta cuando enfrentamos una crisis.
So let's look at the five things that we want to learn in the middle of a crisis.
Lo primero, las crisis son parte de la vida humana.
First of all, crises are just part of life.
Algo que yo aprendí desde muy joven en los caminos del Señor.
Something that he learned very young, at a very young age, when walking with the Lord.
Dios me dio la bendición, el privilegio de conocerle cuando tenía 14 años de edad.
He was able to get saved when he was 14 years of age.
Y aprendí que la vida es como una rueda.
And he learned that life is like a wheel, a round wheel.
Algunas veces estamos arriba.
Sometimes we're up.
Pero otras veces, a veces, esa rueda se va a mover y vamos a estar abajo.
Sometimes we're at the bottom.
Es importante entender que las crisis son parte de la vida humana.
And we have to understand that crises are part of the human life.
En algún momento de nuestra vida vamos a tener que enfrentar un momento de crisis.
And we will have to confront a moment of crisis.
El Señor Jesucristo en el Evangelio según San Juan capítulo 16 versículo 33.
And the word of God, Christ documents in Luke chapter 16.
John.
Ay, perdón, Juan 16.
Juan 16:33. El Señor le dijo a sus discípulos, estas cosas os he hablado.
These things have I said unto you.
Para que en mí tengáis paz.
So that you can have peace in me.
En el mundo tendréis aflicción.
In the world you will have affliction.
Pero confiad.
But be confident.
Yo he vencido al mundo.
I have overcome the world.
Entonces el Señor Jesucristo hace referencia a que vamos a tener aflicciones, crisis y adversidades en la vida.
So Christ himself said and guaranteed that we will have those crises in our lives.
Y es importante saber que las crisis,
and it's very important to understand and know that in the crisis,
son herramientas en las manos de Dios para formar nuestro carácter.
They are tools in the hand of God to form our characters.
Y a través de ella depender absolutamente de él.
And through those crises be able to depend completely upon the Lord.
Debemos ver el ejemplo también en la palabra de Dios de Job.
We also need to look at the example of Job in the Bible.
Job tenía riquezas.
Job had riches.
Job tenía todo lo que podía tener un hombre en ese tiempo.
He had everything that a man could have at that point in time.
Familia.
Family.
Ganados. Riquezas.
He had the camels and the sheep and you know the whole list of, I don't know what the ganados is right now, but it's okay. It's on the fly.
Era un hombre próspero, es lo que tenemos que ver.
He was very prosperous and he was wealthy.
Y estaba en la vida, en la rueda de su vida, estaba arriba en un momento.
And he was at the top of that wheel.
Satanás le pidió a Dios permiso para tentarlo, para hacerle mal.
Satan had to ask permission from God to be able to tempt Job and trip him up.
Y ver si realmente Job era un hombre de Dios.
And really see if Job was a man of after God's own heart.
Dios le dio permiso a Satanás para tentar a Job.
God gave Satan permission to tempt Job.
En un momento la rueda de su vida se movió y le tocó estar abajo.
In a mere moment, the wheel of his life went from the top to the bottom.
Mientras Job estuvo abajo, estuvo luchando.
And while Job was at the bottom of that wheel, he was fighting.
Con sus amigos.
With his friends.
Con su esposa.
With his wife.
Con el mismo Satanás.
And with Satan himself.
Pero Job supo mantenerse íntegro delante de Dios.
But Job knew to walk in integrity before the Lord.
Porque en medio de su prosperidad y sus riquezas.
Because in the middle of of being prosperous and being wealthy.
Él mantuvo su mirada siempre puesta en Dios.
He kept his eyes on the Lord.
Y aunque en un momento no tuvo nada.
And in one moment he didn't have anything.
Él se mantuvo íntegro delante de Dios.
He continued in integrity before the Lord.
En algún momento de nuestras vidas.
In one moment of our lives.
Esa rueda se va a mover.
The wheel will change and we will be at the bottom.
Y vamos a estar en crisis.
And we will be in crisis.
El segundo aspecto, hermano.
The second lesson is.
El curso de las crisis estará determinado por nuestras decisiones.
The journey that our crises carry and the lessons that we learn from them will be based upon the decisions that we make in the middle of those crises.
Déjeme decirle algo.
Let me let you know something.
En el idioma chino se escribe a través de símbolos.
In Chinese, you write by symbols.
Y cada símbolo tiene un significado.
And each symbol has a meaning.
En el caso de la palabra crisis,
in the case of the word crisis,
ellos usan dos símbolos, dos gráficos.
They use two symbols to describe the word.
Uno significa peligro.
One means a warning, you know, dangerous. Thank you.
Yeah.
I can get some help from the side too, okay?
El otro significa oportunidad.
But the other side refers to opportunity.
Y es muy cierto.
And that is very true.
Porque toda crisis es un peligro o una oportunidad.
Because each crisis, it's either a dangerous warning situation or an opportunity.
Y va a ser dependiendo las decisiones que tomemos en medio de la crisis.
And it will be based which one you use based on the decisions that you choose to respond with in those crises.
En el versículo número 6.
In verse number 6 of chapter 3 in 2 Kings.
Vemos al rey Joram enfrentando la primera crisis.
Joram confronts the first crisis in verse number 6.
Porque había un rey, el rey de Moab, que pagaba tributo al rey de Israel.
Because there was the king of Moab that used to pay his taxes to this king.
Y de momento decidió rebelarse y no seguir pagando tributo.
And the king of Moab just said, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to stop paying this.
La respuesta de Joram fue, no paga tributo, vamos a atacar.
And the response of the king of Israel, Jerome, was, if you're not going to pay the tax, we're going to go attack you.
En el versículo número 7, vemos que Joram pide ayuda al rey Josafat, rey de Judá, para ir a atacar al rey de Moab.
In verse number 7, we see that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah at the southern kingdom, he goes and is asked to be helped of the king of Israel to go attack the Moabites.
Y Jehoshaphat decide ayudar a su compañero, el rey de Joram, el rey de Israel.
And the king of Judah decides to help his compatriot, if you may, the king of Israel, the northern kingdom, to go make this attack.
Josafat le pregunta a Joram, ¿por dónde iremos a atacar?
So the king of Judah, the southern kingdom, asked the northern kingdom king, how are we going to go in going about in attacking the Moabites?
El rey de Israel no consultó a Dios para ver por dónde iban a atacar.
And the king of Israel, the northern kingdom, obviously did not ask God for direction.
Y de una vez le respondió a Josafat, vámonos por el desierto, camino de Edom.
And then the king responded, let's go through the desert in the way of Job.
Hermano, una cosa es cuando yo decido meterme solo en el desierto.
There's one thing that us as Christians can decide on our own, let's call it in our flesh, to go straight into the desert in our own understanding.
Y otra muy diferente es cuando Dios me toma de la mano y va conmigo al desierto.
But there's a different way when God takes us and leads us by the hand even through the desert.
La crisis que estemos enfrentando en el momento,
the crisis that we may be confronting in the moment,
puede ser un peligro,
could be something of great danger,
o puede ser una oportunidad,
or it could be a great opportunity,
para Dios glorificarse,
for God to be glorified.
La tercera cosa, tercer aspecto,
the third lesson is,
las crisis revelan el estado interno de nuestro corazón.
Crisis, at the end of the day, really reveal what's in our innermost parts of our hearts.
Por eso decía al principio que las crisis son herramientas en las manos de Dios.
And that's why he said that at the very beginning, crises are really tools in the hands of God.
Para ayudarnos a crecer y a madurar espiritualmente.
To help us grow and mature as a Christian.
Debemos entender, como dice el apóstol Pablo en Efesios, capítulo 4.
We need to understand how Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4.
Que la voluntad de Dios para el creyente.
That the will of God for the believer.
Es que podamos crecer y madurar espiritualmente.
Is that we would grow and mature.
Y que lleguemos a la estatura de un varón perfecto.
To become in the image of Christ in perfection.
Que es Cristo Jesús.
That is Christ Jesus.
Y si nuestra meta es llegar a parecernos a Jesús.
And if our goal is to become in the image of Christ.
Tenemos que entender que vamos a pasar por algún momento de crisis en nuestras vidas.
We have to understand that we will go through a journey, a time of crisis in our lives.
Cuando los tres reyes se vieron enfrentados a la crisis,
when these three kings were confronted with this crisis,
cada uno reaccionó de una manera distinta.
They each responded in a different way.
Vamos a ver las tres reacciones que tuvieron los reyes.
Let's look at these three responses.
La primera reacción fue la de Jorán.
The first one was the king of Israel.
Versículo 10.
In verse 10.
Ah, que ha llamado Jehová a estos tres reyes para entregarnos en manos de los moabitas.
That he said that God has called us to give us into the hands of the Moabites.
En otras palabras, Jorán está diciendo,
in other words, he is saying,
ahora entiendo, Dios nos trajo aquí para matarnos.
That God brought us here to kill us.
¿Quién fue el que decidió que se irían por el desierto?
Who was the one who decided to go through that desert?
El rey de Israel, Jorán.
It was him, the Israelites' king.
Es el tipo de respuesta de algunos de nosotros en medio de la crisis.
And that's, in a way, the way we respond in the middle of a crisis.
Decidimos hacer algo por nuestra cuenta.
We decide to do something in our own accord.
Sin consultar a Dios.
Without consulting God.
Y cuando estamos en medio de la crisis.
And when we're in the middle of the crisis.
Le echamos la culpa a Dios.
We blame God.
¿Quién fue el que decidió?
Who was the one who decided?
Él decidió que seguirían por el desierto.
He decided to go through that desert.
La segunda respuesta o la segunda reacción,
the second response or reaction,
leímos en el versículo número uno de los versículos que fueron tres reyes los que fueron a atacar al rey de Moab. Jorán, Edom y Josafat.
We see that it was three kings that went to battle the Moabites.
Vimos ya que Jorán se quejó en medio de la crisis, vamos a la segunda reacción, que es la de Josafat.
And then the second reaction is the king of Judah.
En medio de la crisis, Josafat dijo, no habrá alguien aquí, no habrá algún profeta de Jehová que consultemos por medio de él a Jehová.
That in the middle of that crisis, in the middle of that desert, then finally decided the voice of reason, let's go consult with God. Isn't there a prophet here in the hand of God?
Y uno de los siervos dijo, sí, aquí está un profeta.
And one of the servants of the northern kingdom said, yes, there's a prophet here.
El siervo de Elías, llamado, el siervo de Elías,
no era Elías,
sí.
Eliseo.
Eliseo, perdón. Sorry.
In English, you have Elijah and you had Elisha, which for me was always very confusing. In Spanish, you got Elijah, you got Elias, and then you have Eliseo. So it's kind of easier to remember, but he actually forgot, but it's okay. But what he was saying is that the servant of the northern kingdom said, hey, there is a prophet. So the servant of Elijah was Elijah with an S, and he's the one that is available. Mm-hmm.
Josafat dijo, entonces vayamos a él.
And so the northern kingdom, the northern king said, let's go to him.
Él debe tener palabra de Dios para nosotros.
He should have God, words from God for us.
Esa fue la segunda reacción, buscar dirección de Dios en medio de la crisis.
And that was the second response, to go look for God's direction in the middle of the crisis.
Y la tercera reacción, no vemos por ningún lado al rey Edom.
And then the third reaction is, we have no knowledge of how that third king responded in the middle of all this.
El rey Edom no dijo nada.
He didn't say anything.
No se hizo sentir.
We really don't have any sense of him being mentioned whatsoever.
Tres tipos de reacciones en medio de la crisis.
Three reactions.
Quejarnos ante a Dios por lo que estamos pasando.
Complain to God of what we're going through.
O echarle la culpa a otro.
Or blaming others.
Buscar dirección de Dios.
Second is seek God's direction.
Y auxilio de Dios en medio de la crisis.
And to be saved by God in the middle of the crisis.
O quedarnos sentados.
Or stay seated.
Esperar a ver qué va a pasar.
Just waiting and see what happens.
El cuarto aspecto, hermanos.
The fourth lesson in this is.
Las crisis son una oportunidad.
The crises are an opportunity for God.
Para Dios respondernos de acuerdo a las motivaciones de nuestro corazón.
For God to respond according to the motivations within us, within our hearts.
Dios respondió a cada rey de acuerdo a su reacción ante la crisis que estaban atravesando.
God responded to each and every one of those kings in the way that they were responding to the crisis.
Joram se quejó y le echó la culpa a Dios de la crisis.
The first king, king of Israel, he complained to God in the middle of the crisis.
La respuesta que le dio el profeta a Joram la encontramos en el versículo 13.
The response by Elijah to the king of Israel we find in verse 13.
¿Qué tengo yo contigo?
He says, what have I to do with thee?
Vete a los profetas de tu padre.
Go to the prophets of thy mother. Remember that the northern kingdom, they rejected the true God and they created their own gods.
Joram siguió culpando a Dios y pensando en otras cosas antes que buscar la dirección de Dios.
The king of Israel continued to look after his own understanding, look after his own quote-unquote little g gods, and yet then continued to complain to the true God.
Él sigue insistiendo al final del versículo, no, porque Jehová reunió a estos tres para entregarlos en manos de los Moabitas.
And he even continued to complain that, yeah, no, at the end of the day, God has brought us all together to place us in the hands of the Moabites.
Él tuvo la oportunidad de reaccionar en medio de la crisis.
He had an opportunity to respond in the middle of this crisis.
Pero él siguió culpando a Dios por la crisis.
But he continued to blame God in the middle of the crisis.
La segunda respuesta,
the second response,
es la que da, aunque no directamente a Josafat,
the second response is by the king of Judah, the southern kingdom.
Por eso es que el título del estudio es el cristiano a quien Dios honra.
And that's why the title of today's lesson is the Christian that God honors.
Porque Josafat era un hombre que confiaba y dependía de Dios.
Because the king of the southern tribes put his confidence, put his trust in the Lord.
Versículo 14.
Verse 14.
Dijo Eliseo, vive Jehová de los ejércitos, en cuya presencia estoy, que si no tuviese respeto al rostro de Jehová, al rostro de Josafat, rey de Judá, no te mirara a ti, ni te viera.
So this is what Elijah says in verse 14, directed towards the northern kingdom's king, and he says, the prophet Elijah, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, so if he did not regard the presence of the king of the southern kingdom, look at that response. He says, I would not look toward thee, nor see thee. That was pretty bold.
Entonces Dios está honrando la posición de Josafat al depender totalmente de él.
So God is honoring the position of Jehoshaphat, the southern kingdom's king, because of the trust that he has for God Almighty.
Si no fuera por el respeto que le tengo a Josafat,
if it wasn't for the regard that I have for Jehoshaphat,
si no fuera porque yo sé quién es Josafat,
because if I didn't know who he was or he is,
si no fuera porque yo conozco que Josafat es un hombre íntegro,
if I didn't know that he was a man of integrity,
yo a ti ni te mirara.
I wouldn't even be looking at you, king of the northern kingdom.
Entonces Dios está reconociendo la realmente quién es Josafat.
So God is recognizing who Jehoshaphat, the king of the southern kingdom, is.
La tercera respuesta, a Edom, no hubo nada para Edom.
To the third king, there was really nothing for him directly.
Porque Edom no dijo nada.
Because he didn't say anything.
Porque Edom no manifestó nada.
He didn't manifest any response whatsoever.
Por lo tanto, no hubo una respuesta para Edom.
Therefore, there was no response directed at him.
Hermanos, es peligroso.
It is dangerous.
Jugar a ser cristiano.
Play to be a Christian.
Porque el Señor dice en su palabra en Apocalipsis 3.
Because the Lord says in his word in Revelation 3.
Les pido por favor que busquemos en Apocalipsis capítulo 3.
If you can go to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 verse
14
14
al 16.
To 16. You want me to read? Mm-hmm. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I would spew thee out of my mouth.
Edom fue un ni.
This third king, Edom, he was neither this one or that one. He was ni. I never heard of that one. That's pretty good.
Y tal vez pudiéramos identificar a los dos reyes, Joram y Josafat.
And maybe it is easy to identify both the northern kingdom's king and the southern kingdom's king.
En la actualidad, en nuestros días, como un hombre carnal, Joram.
And we can recognize him as the northern kingdom as a very carnal individual.
Cristiano carnal.
A carnal Christian.
Y a Josafat como un cristiano espiritual.
And Jehoshaphat, the southern kingdom, as a man on fire for God, a man after God's own heart.
Pero Edom no manifestó nada.
But Edom really is the lukewarm individual.
O sea que no podemos decir si él era carnal o espiritual.
We cannot say if he was carnal or spiritual.
Es peligroso, como decía ahorita.
It is dangerous, like, as we said earlier.
Jugar al casi cristiano.
To play, make believe that we are, or we consider ourselves Christians.
Como cuando el apóstol Pablo estuvo predicándole a, creo que a uno de los autoridades en ese entonces.
Okay. When Paul was preaching to one of the authorities and he was preaching and presenting the gospel.
Y después de presentarle todo el evangelio.
And after he presented all the gospel.
Él le respondió, Pablo.
The guy, the Gentile responds, Paul.
Casi me persuades a ser cristiano.
I'm almost persuaded to be a Christian.
Dios no acepta al casi cristiano.
God does not accept, does not receive the almost persuaded.
Por eso es importante entender,
that's why it's important to understand
que Dios va a respondernos,
that God will respond to us,
de acuerdo a las motivaciones de nuestro corazón,
according to the motivations from our heart.
Si permanecemos en él,
if we continue in him,
y su palabra permanece en nosotros,
and his word in us,
él va a glorificarse,
he will be glorified,
en medio de la crisis,
in the middle of the crisis.
Y el quinto aspecto, hermanos, para terminar.
And the fifth and last lesson for tonight.
Las crisis son la puerta para ver la gloria de Dios.
The crisis is the door to see the glory of God
en todo su esplendor, más allá de las oscuras circunstancias.
It is the door to see the glory of God beyond the darkness of the crisis.
Después que ellos fueron a buscar al profeta,
when they went to look for the prophet,
él les respondió lo que iba a pasar.
He responded and shared what was going to happen.
En el versículo 16.
In verse 16 of 2 Kings chapter 3, the Bible says, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches.
17.
And 17 says, for thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see the wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts.
Versículo 20.
And then verse 20 says, and it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water.
Jeremías 33:3.
Jeremiah 33:3.
Dice, clama a mí.
The Bible says, call unto me.
Y yo te responderé.
And I will respond.
Y te enseñaré cosas grandes y ocultas.
And I will show you great things.
Que tú no conoces.
That you don't even know about.
La crisis es la puerta para ver la gloria de Dios en medio de la más oscura circunstancia.
The crisis are the doors, the windows to be able to see the glory of God in the middle of the darkness of those crises.
Hermano, grabe el versículo 17 de Salmo 40.
Psalm 40, verse 17, the Bible says.
Dice, aunque afligido yo.
Even though I am afflicted.
Y necesitado.
And in need.
Jehová pensará en mí.
Amen. God will remember me. Remember you.
Recuerde que en medio de la más oscura circunstancia.
Remember that in the middle of the darkness crisis.
Dios va a estar pensando en usted.
God will remember you.
Dios no nos va a dejar soportar.
God will not allow us to lean upon ourselves.
Más allá de donde nosotros podemos.
Beyond what we are able to or capable of.
Y por último, Mateo 6:33.
And remember Matthew 6:33.
Mas buscad primeramente el reino de Dios.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Y su justicia.
And his righteousness.
Y todas estas cosas.
And all these things.
O serán añadidas.
Shall be added unto you.
En la medida que nosotros busquemos al Señor.
How we go and chase after God.
En medio de las circunstancias más oscuras.
In the middle of the darkest crisis.
Dios va a responder.
God will respond.
Recuerda, hermano.
Remember.
Nuestra vida es una rueda.
Our life is but a wheel, a circle.
Y dependiendo de cómo haya sido nuestra relación y intimidad con Dios cuando estamos arriba.
And depending on how our relationship is with God when we are on the top.
El día que nos toque estar abajo.
The day that we're at the bottom.
Dios nos va a tomar de la mano.
God will lead us by his hand.
Y nos va a ayudar a salir.
And he will help us get out of that.
De la más negra circunstancia.
Of the darkness, the darkest of crisis.
Que podamos decir como Job.
That we could say like Job did.
Después de la crisis que él tuvo.
After the crisis that he suffered.
Job capítulo 42 versículo 5 para terminar con este versículo.
In Job 42:5 the Bible says.
Debemos conocer a Dios personalmente.
We have to know God personally.
Él dijo, de oídas te había oído.
He said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear.
Mas ahora mis ojos te ven.
But now mine eyes see thee.
Dios había, Job había oído de Dios.
Job had heard of God.
Dios conocía lo que había escuchado de Dios.
He understood and knew what he had heard about God.
Pero en medio de la crisis.
But in the middle of the crisis.
Aprendió a conocerle personalmente.
He knew how to know God personally.
Dependamos de Dios, hermano.
We need to depend
upon
God.
Confiemos en Dios.
We need to have our confidence in God.
Porque en cualquiera de las circunstancias.
Because regardless of the circumstances.
Él va a ir con nosotros.
He will be with us.
Como un poderoso gigante.
Like a giant in our midst.
Que el Señor le bendiga.
That God bless you. Vamos a orar.
Vamos a orar, por favor.
All right, we'll pray. Luego, está bien. We're going to pray twice, and then we'll have a song. Are we having a song to go home, or just piano? All right, Miss April will take care of that. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here, and we praise the Lord for His word, His faithfulness. You have a sense of what we do on a mission trip. Pray for Brother Molina. He works very, very hard, and he loves God's word. I hope that you understand that as you heard his challenge from God's word. I can truly say it was a personal testimony of what they've endured in the last few years. Let's pray.
Padre Celestial.
Dear Heavenly Father,
gracias por esta noche.
Thank you for tonight.
Gracias por esta bendición.
Thank you for this blessing.
Gracias por esta oportunidad.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Te rogamos que nos ayudes.
We beg you, Lord, that you would help us.
Sabemos que las crisis van a venir a nuestras vidas.
We know that the crisis will come into our lives.
Pero confiamos en que tú nos vas a ayudar.
But we are confident that you will help us.
En que tú nos vas a fortalecer.
And that you will strengthen us.
Y que tu voluntad para nosotros es.
And that the will that you have for our lives is
que podamos crecer,
that we would grow,
que podamos madurar,
that we would mature,
que podamos llegar a la estatura,
that we would be able to come into the image
de un varón perfecto que es tu hijo Jesús,
of the perfect man, Jesus Christ.
Ayúdanos a confiar cada día en ti.
Help us to put our trust every day in you.
Y gracias, Padre, por esta noche.
And thank you, Lord, for tonight.
En nombre de Cristo Jesús.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
All right. God bless you, man.
God bless you. Thank you.